Jason, disappointing afternoon for your side. What do you put it down to?
Obviously one set piece has undone us today, and that's the shortfall of where we're at, really. You know, in a game like that, when it's tight, one goal's always going to seal it. And Paul are good at seeing out a lead, and for me, I felt that we dominated the game other than probably the two or three corners they had in succession leading up to their goal.
A lot of bookings for the Paul Town players, certainly in the first half. I think some of your players were a bit frustrated that they weren't. There wasn't more punishment, perhaps even a few red cards. What was your take on it?
Yeah, obviously, I think there's two different people, three separately, and the ref's seen them to be yellow cards. And they're not, they're through on goal. And if you did it by the letter of the law, I suppose it's a red. But for me, I'm a little bit old school. For me, I would say they were yellows.
How's your dressing room at the moment? Are you going to have to do a lot to pick them up? And how big a blow is that to your playoff hopes this afternoon?
Yeah, so it's a real big dent. I felt that, we should have got something out of the game. And, there's still a long way to go. Six games to go. Other teams have lost around us again today, Chippenham and that. So, for me, we've got all the informed teams on the running now. So, it's up to us. It's up to us. We got big games and we need to win them. It's as simple as that. And, I felt that maybe one or two, probably froze with the occasion on our team. But, eight or nine were outstanding. So, like I said, a game of few chances, and Paul have put their one chance away.
Paul seemed to sit back, certainly in the second half, and invite you forward. Are you disappointed that you didn't create more? In terms of, I can remember, I think, one Jordan Kopp chance that Nick Hutchins tipped over the bar, but not a lot other than that.
No, you're right. I think that, like I said, so I felt that we took the game to them first half, and, they scored against a run of play, and then they were always going to sit on the lead, and they managed to do that. And for me, like I said, my two, like we spoke about before the game, my two most influential players going forward were injured today, and that, at this level, it was the difference for me.
And, Jess, I think that's over the last three seasons, now six games, that Paul Town are unbeaten against Weymouth, and Weymouth have failed to score in the last five in the league. What is it that gives them the edge over the Terrors?
Oh, I don't know. If I knew that, I'd probably be trying to beat them.
And how do you look forward now towards your last few games in the running that you've got? I think it's not a bad run-in. There's still a chance, as you said, for those playoffs. And it's all about picking your players up now, as you said as well.
Yeah, pick the players up. Go again Saturday. Inform Froome Town side. Who I know personally. I know a fair few of their players. And I know that it'll be another cup final for us. And for me personally, I think that sometimes having a big stadium probably works against you. Everyone seems to want to come here and do well. But there's something that we have to deal with. It is nice to play at home and that. And like I said, the lads can go out and play with no fear, and that's what I said. That was the message I give to them today. And like I said, if you take probably three of us out today, myself, Mark Mosley, and Tim Sills, he probably wouldn't, two of us probably wouldn't have played today if we'd have had everyone fit. We got an incredibly young squad, and I think that the future is bright for Weymouth Football Club.
How big a loss was it, the players that were missing, obviously Shepherd being one of them, and Mark Mosley coming in? Do you think they would have made a big difference this afternoon?
Yeah, definitely. I think that Ben Thompson's fast becoming one of the most prolific goal scorers in the league, and he beats players up, centre halves up, and that today would have been massive. I felt that Silsey had a very good game and that, but probably Tim would admit himself that he's a 65 minute player these days, it gives us something different when we've got both of them fit, which is frustrating today. And as for Chris Shepherd, for me, he's the best player in the league, so you're always going to miss him. And both games he's not managed to play against Paul.
And just going back to this running you've got now, last season you played so well and then sort of it fell away towards the end of the season. Do you think that experience will bode you well as you head into this running now and push for those playoffs?
Yeah, obviously we're a little bit year older and then a year wiser and that. But yeah, like I said, we're going to keep driving on. But, it feels very much deja vu at the moment. But in saying that, it's still incredibly tight, and some of the top sides have lost today. Probably four or five have actually won though, so makes it incredibly tough. And like I said, I still feel that 80 points would get us there, so it's still mathematically possible at this moment in time. So you don't want to be too down, but you know, it has left us with a lot to do.